Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. There's no place like home. What do you feel when you say that? This week, we're tackling the tiny molehills that can become mountains that cause division in our homes. And there's nothing more stressful than trying to get the day started when someone is running late. You know the feeling. The alarm goes off, and you get up and wobble down the hallway to wake up the kids. And 10 minutes later, you holler, "Are you up yet?" And hear a faint voice saying, "Just 2 more minutes." Next comes the incredible feat of getting the kids to eat something for breakfast. It's brain food, you tell them, but they insist that they don't need it. Then, just when it's time to go, your son is still looking for his gym bag, and your daughter is still in her bedroom doing her hair. You're going to be late. Wow, if you just had a nickel for every time you shouted that from the living room, you'd be rich. Why is it that something always gets lost 2 minutes before you're supposed to leave for school? The amazing thing to me is how it's never anyone's fault. It's almost as though mischievous little frustration monsters sneak into the house in the middle of the night and hide things just to drive us crazy when we wake up. All joking aside, one of the most important aspects of the day is how it gets started. If it's tense and frustrating, the whole day will have a negative edge to it. Hence the saying, you must have gotten up on the wrong side of the bed. On the other hand, if your day begins with peace and order, the rest of the day will have a positive edge to it. The same goes for your kids. Peace and order rarely just happen. They usually take a little planning. Taking simple steps like laying clothes out the night before and positioning school bags and briefcases in the living room can make a big difference. Another very simple antidote is setting the alarm clock to go off 30 minutes earlier and actually getting up when it goes off. Children should have responsibilities, but parents should be the leaders in getting the day started right. So break this cycle and do something different tomorrow morning so that come day's end, everyone says, there's no place like home. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.